Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why 7 Entrepreneurs Ditched Business Plans and Thrived. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a shocking statistic that might surprise you. 90% of startups fail within their first year, and most spent months perfecting business plans that never actually helped them succeed. Think about that for a moment. All that planning, all those projections, all those perfectly formatted pages, and they didn't move the needle. Today, I want to challenge everything you think you know about business planning. Do entrepreneurs need business plans? The traditional answer is yes. But successful founders think differently. Here's the reality. Business plans become outdated the moment you meet your first real customer. Most investors care more about traction and team than 50-page projections filled with assumptions. The smartest entrepreneurs focus on validation, not documentation. The lean startup movement has proven that small experiments beat big predictions every single time. Instead of spending months planning in a vacuum, test your core assumptions with real customers first. Pivot based on actual market feedback, not predetermined plans. Those build, measure, learn cycles create tangible progress while others are still polishing their executive summaries. Let me tell you about Airbnb's founders. They couldn't raise a dime with their original business plan about a web platform for conferences. Sounds exciting, right? It wasn't. Their breakthrough came after talking to actual users who wanted vacation rentals instead. They pivoted, sold cereal boxes to fund their startup, and focused on direct customer feedback rather than planning. Today, they're worth $75 billion because they adapted, not because they planned perfectly. Here's what works. Replace lengthy business plans with one-page action frameworks. Identify your key assumptions and test them immediately. Track metrics that actually matter: customer acquisition, retention, revenue. Planning has value, but execution and adaptation win the game. So here's your actionable takeaway. Write down your 3 biggest business assumptions today, then design 1 simple test to validate each within the next week. Stop planning and start proving. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.